essence of all these are gopi prem. And the essence of gopi prem is Radhika. So essence of all the prem is the prem mahabhav of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. And Krishna enjoys this thing very well, more than others. He wants to enjoy the essence of prem. And he wants that he should give some water. Not drop. With a little sprinkle to this one jiva. One is sprinkle. Not more.
No flood.
Even not drop.
Not a drop. Only this sprinkle.
Spray.
It's spray. Very little particles of prem to take it in the world. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explaining better why the two modes came in Krishna. Why he wanted these two things, to enjoy the essence of the prem and other hand to give a sprinkle to whole world. Why? Because Krishna is a rasik shekha and Krishna is so kind. Param karam. What is the meaning of param karam? Most essence of Karuna he wants to give to this world. Why? Because he is a Rasik Shekha. What is called Rasik and what is called Rasik Shekha? What is Rasik? Without reading Bhaktirasami Sindhu, especially Ujjwal Nirmani and especially Vidarbha Madhava and Dalit Madhava. Anyone cannot know what is a Rasikata and what is a Rasik Shekha. At first we should know what is a Ras. And before this we should know what is a Ras, then a Rasik and then a Rasik Shekha. Rat means Krishna is object of praise. And Sakha, father and mother, Nani Baba Yashoda, gopis and especially Srimati Radhika, and Sakha, Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, so Lavanga, Suvar, Lavanga, there are. So, they are called Ragasmi Bhakta. Rag is there in their heart. And Krishna wants to enjoy the essence of all this in highest way. Because he is a Rasik Shekha. Rasik Shekha, Rasik, Krishna goes to Kalpati. Sakhar with them, father mother are coming to
Feather.
And gopis are also hiding here and there on the roof of the palace. In the Kundi, everywhere they are standing, what is what? Krishna making any fun? Anyhow, he goes to a very recently married gopi enhancing towards her, he makes any cause to run there. And such also goes that no one can dwell past Krishna nature. He at once reaches to that gopi and takes his clothes and gives it to such as his student. Pick up that gopi and taking his heart at once goes to how far? Gopi gives Krishna takes everything of that gopi, even her heart, and she becomes without the heartless and standing there. This is Rashi. Srimad Bhagavat, Srimad Rasa Lila is essence of all these things. Now Krishna wants to invite all the Rasa Nidya, Nidya, essence of all these. Why? Because he will enjoy himself. This is his own
Sapna Karya.
His own work. And he wants to give this proud work, think of to others. Those with two things are of his Sarupanu Bandhi. Sarupanu Bandhi means? But yes, to have some especiality. One, he wants to enjoy, and second, to give others. But yes, these two are by his own soul shakti. So both are important and the main. Reason for coming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. But after what he has been said, that whole world, when he wanted to come, whole world was covered with Aishwarya Mahi Bhakti. What is Aishwarya? That Krishna is Lord of Lords, Himself Krishna, Himself Bhagavan. And we are very little dark of Krishna, ignorant. And these two sons, Krishna says, and thinks in his heart that I love it, I want it, but I don't be controlled by them. Understand? I will control only if anyone without this aishwarya mahi bhakti. That Krishna is Himself God, Swayam Bhagavan. But if anyone treats me like his friend, Sakha, and if anyone takes me as his dear son, he loves his child, Mani Krishna, sometimes, but chastises, sometimes
binds
his robe. You are not a good child, you are not a good boy, you are thief, naughty, and so on. And it is a Priya. Priya means?
Beloved.
Is telling that you are so naughty, you are thief, and after that you are Lampat. Lampat means?
Body.
Body and Bhurta. Bhurta means? No, no. Not that. In late any manuscripts like this, I become in control of that kind of Bhurta. And I want to test the Rasne Jat of the tenth tree and mostly that Madhurta. Shrimati Jatka. I like it. Je Jathan Maam Prapadante Tath Sai Go Bajam. But yet I want that tree. I want to test and get something sprinkled today. Now Krishnadas Prabhupada is Goswami explaining this thing. And you should understand. Sometimes in Ekon temples and here and there are given something, spoken something about Swamiji. But I am so much sorry that some of Ekon devotees and leaders could not follow me. Like Hanuman, like others, like Arjun, like the Parikar of associates of Krishna in Dwarka and Ramchandra and all other. If Hanuman and the Buddha, not the Buddha but all others associates of Dwarka, would be in Vrindavan and Yasoda may finding the hands of Krishna. What they will do? They will take their gada to and will try to divide them. If Gopi is telling to Krishna that come on, come on. And serve my feet, I am so much tired. Then what Hanuman or Arjun they will do? The winner, they will see, they will understand they are doing disrespect to my Prabhu. That is the case with me. I want to more and more glorify Swamiji. But some ESKCON leaders, they don't have all ideas from their Prabhupada. And they could not understand that Prabhupada. They think this thing to me that it is not a respecting family. He was my Siksha Guru, but he was also my friend. They should not think that I should treat as they are treating to their master as something special than this. But they don't realize it. So I am sorry and I tell them to excuse me for this fault. So I am going to tell something by this, what I told before. Again I am coming to the moon. Same point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then came to this world. Arjan Krishna, sign himself Krishna, sign Bhagavan from Prajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar Kham is this word. Ramchandra Dwarka is Krishna, Mathura is Krishna, even Narayan, even Karnadvishai, Garbhadasai and Hirodasai says all the fractions of Krishna comes in Krishna. In Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar. And Shyam Sundar is himself Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only Krishna. Krishna Brajendra Nandan with Srimati Radhika combined with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is also a special to Radhika and Krishna also. When he becomes, all defection, Mathura is Krishna, Dwarka is Krishna, Narayan, Baladev Prabhu, Sri Purushavatar, Sanatana Sai, Garbhodha Sai, Shirodha Sai, Sadashi, all these Mahavishnu, all will be in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is also that Goswami is explaining also that when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he killed Putana. When he killed Akasur, Bakasur, Kamsa and all other demons, Krishna did not kill them. Who killed Krishna? No? Krishna killed, actually. Krishna only tested wrath and from burn to Vrindavan up to Leela in Vrindavan, Braja, in Radhakund, Shyamkund, Nandadam, Varshana, all these things. Krishna actually did. But at the fact he killed the demons, they were killed by not Krishna himself but by Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Who Mahavishnu? Mahavishnu means Garbhodha Sai or Shirodha Sai. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, he visited Keshav Kashi. Very strange thing. He was a very kishore bala, reading and teaching only Vyakaran Shastra. And he said the whole world famous Keshav Kashi. And whole Navadvip, he was conquering whole world and coming to know this. So all were very courageous, fearing from that Keshav Kashi. And they sent to this little boy, reading and teaching Vyakaran. And Mahaprabhu in a low moment, at once defeated him, and he couldn't speak a word. It was so strange, Baba. Think for the whole world. How it hurt. Again, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated Raj Sarvam Bhattacharya. He was the best learned person in the whole world at that time. He is to be sannyasi to others, two sannyasi also. What a new person. And he has told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I will give you another sannyas and I will give you the better quality of sannyasi. Puri Bharati, Puri Aranya, all the best qualities of sannyasi. But he was also visited in the moment. And all there, so much in exchange, how it happened. He again defeated Prakashananda Saraswati with 16,000 of his disciples. Again he went to South India and he touched a Kutubdhyadi, leprosy person, and he became like very beautiful for Devaka, demigods, like Indra and all, like Kuber Putra, very beautiful. It was also a thing. Went to Puri and looked everywhere and he preached the name everywhere. This is certainly a very extended Manajjapa. But who did it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Ramayana, Krishna, Jugal, or anyone else did it? Who did it? Mahavishnu did all these things. So, understand? No, these are not the
business
of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you should understand this. His business was first. Roughly just and to get some principle to all of us. Now these all things, the same things, were of this Mahavishnu. Because Jiva Jiva Avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Jiva Avatar. But why he did? Because worldly person, gentle person, those were not a Rasi, Vaishnava, a Sakti, they don't know Tattva, they have not gone to association with any Vaishnava. They think that this is a good thing. The free whole world's image of Krishna and to give Gita Sandesh is the whole thing. This was done by Malvi.
Part of the part.
You should know. So, I want to say that your Prabhupada has given this thing. Only this thing and not beyond this thing. Then he was only the servant of Mahavir, not of this thing. It seems that it is saying about a same thing that says, but for them who are ignorant, but those who are wise and of and have done in association of and a erotic Vaishnav Bhav to Bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who like Raya Ramananda, like Samudra Modar, like Rupa Goswami, and like Raghunath Das Goswami, and their generation up to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada and by Guru Dev. Those have given their hearts to them, and they have realized anything very little, then they can realize it. Sometimes, any form or other places, I want to tell the whole world, our school leader, that your Prabhupada has come from him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has come to give the same thing what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to be. But they don't want to move an inch up. And then, appeal me and tell them me. That's what you are doing. They cannot allow you to tell me that it is the part and parcel and it is the person of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasa Raj Mahabhava. Perhaps they have no mind to think of it. So some of them are against me. Also those who associate with Samad Krishna Swami, Giraj Swami, and some others. They also have begun to be opposed to them and to preach against them. But I think they are bhakti karuna ke patra. They are
a recipient for the
they are a person to be given mercy. I think you should realize all this. At first, if any temple is going on, we'll have to clear the at first. With phones are there, having the trees, having phones, you will have to be cut and to be some land. But if there is tamal tree, we should try to set it. We should not cut it. क्या बंद हो गया? अरे जल्दी कहो. This will come on. And you too. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Sahib, I am telling that if there is a very beautiful samadhi, and if there is a stone, like it, but not a stone giridhar, and we should touch, and then erect a very good temple. But to believe and to see is not a vision. To be for betterment of this six temple is not a vision. So Swamiji has at first
Prepare the ground.
Prepare the ground. By preaching name and the Sandesh of Gita is here. It was so, bahut jaruri tha ye kaam. It was so important. Without this, we could not have given this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first preached the whole world Krishna name. And we did voice now that all we understand his inner mood. Otherwise, anyone cannot. So he has done this task, and it was so necessary for that world, for the whole world. He has done. But he has not done everything by that doing. It was only basement.
Foundation.
After he began to erect the temple. How? By writing this book. In no time, very short time, he completed Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, best works are the Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And I think if he was alive for more 1 or 2 years, he has completed Srimad Bhagavatam, he has completed Ujjwal Nirmani, Bhaktivedanta Hindu, Vidarbha Madhavan, all other books which are necessary to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasik and Rasik Shekhar. But we are deprived of that. He could not complete it in verse. Because Prabhu, Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him that it is enough. You should return to my service. Without you, I cannot do. He was taking separation before him. So I, that's not much time. I have taken so much time. So, all these co-leaders should understand this fact, and they should excuse me for what I have done all to their kids. I very humbly beg pardon to them. They should not be angry to me. I want to glorify me more and more. But I am unfortunate that they are not understanding this. One day, if they will pure-hearted, sincere, serving you with Prabhupada, then one day it will come and then you will be fortunate to understand these things. They want to bind Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, in their meeting the mentality. That mentality is lost out of Maya. I am not telling for all. They want to consider Prabhupada in their thoughts. They want to imprison them. But he is not to be imprisoned. They should think that what we think, Prabhupada is not one leader. He is beyond our vision. So much beyond. In lack of time, lack of birth, they can come to this point. That was Prabhupada and why he has come to this point. And when they will realize this thing, if we are so fortunate that he was near and dear to Srimati Radhika and Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for only getting to this world, this message, he has given all these things. Name Prachar, Gita Sandesh, and Valdi Bhakti, for only ground, that is ground, making and foundation. We have not known everything. Yet one person has told that by initiation it is beginning thing, very beginning level. We have to go so much. So we should not think that we have known everything. We have known nothing. Like Brahma has told, Janam Tadeva Janam Tu, Bhutam Ne Bhakta Me Na Paho, Mantu Bhakto Bhatu, Vai Bhaum Bhavu.
They don't know how high the mountain is, but they don't know how deep it is.
These are the different things. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Aradhaya Arpanaya Mahima Kishito Arneiva Aksado Jainatma Mahima Kishito Vamadiya. These things. And to preach and to give these things and the purpose of these things, from Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami, and up to our Gurudev, all these acharyas, they are Shakti, Gaura Shakti, Krishna Shakti, they are. That in, but they have come in this another state. In order to understand, make understand that we are general person like this world. But actually they are not different. They are very beloved to their Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the main purpose was they are coming to this world to give these things to a special person in this world. What is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurasthi. This is the main principle of Vidyasya. A person was telling any devotee of his own that Prabhupada has not had told anything about it. And he has told that you should only preach. I told you what? You should preach. What preach? What is the meaning of preach? Let me be careful. You should know what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can to preach. At first, you should know. From the ATCD to that point, you should know. You should obey the orders of Prabhupada, but don't think that we have learned everything of Prabhupada and we are going. You should know these things and obeying his general then no order, then no thing. Taking men and all. But it is the not last goal of their system. So they should understand. I think he has come for this thing. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like Jiva Goswami, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, or Pitu Goswami. So we should not try to bind him in our thoughts or in our method.
Limited conception.
We should pray him better. We should know your all these things. Always try to open your heart and mind you and pray him that if this should mercifully you should give all these things in our heart. Then we can preach more and more. There is no energy. There is no fire there. We are Vaishnavas, we are two children of Mahaprabhu. He told at first and he admitted me. I became so much pleased to hear this. Well, that we should not give any more importance to any name or anything.
Institutional name.
We should try to honor all Vaishnavas who are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Rupa Goswami. One is Life DC, one institute, Gaudiya Vedanta Committee, Krishna Consciousness, and Gaudiya Vaishnava. These are like Varna. Karan, you know, Lalita Arvan, Bhubi Shaka, one like this. But nowhere. They are only thing that they want to serve Krishna more. And they also want to serve more Krishna. But for themselves, no selfishness, nothing super in the mind. So we should be like what we said, Swami Kamal Krishna, that we should be combined, cooperate each other, and then we will be able to preach the whole world to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nishan, Krishna Nishan. Today, I am praying in the lotus feet of my Gurudev and my Shiksha Guru, my Bandhu, to come with me. That he should bestow his voice, sparkle, sprinkles of his mercy to me and to all. I'm not so selfish that not for me I will not pray. I should pray for you also, for me. If there is some giving me you all, and if there is something
left,
then he should give me also. So, Bansha Kalpatru Dharcha Sarasam Kishnaya. I also again pray that what I have told,
now there will be more angry.
You will not be angry. And tell me, I am begging, what?
Pardon.
To them that there should not be any or opposition.
Hare Krishna.